We haven't met up since that night we broke up. Later, when you said you wanted to be friends again, I couldn't stop smiling at the apps, bars, and meetups. They just don't do it for me. You came into my mind. It's always been you. I'm tired of pretending that I'm okay just being your friend. I loved you since that first day you smiled at me. I mean, I miss more than our friendship. What a day. Who's? Oh. Call me when you can. Oh god, did something happen? Hey. I got your message. Is everything okay? No, I just walked in the door. Are you... It's fine. Will you just tell me if you're okay? Oh, thank God. Well, your message was a little misleading. And when you add the exclamation point, I thought something happened. Okay, okay, it is easy to misread things over text. You have a point. Are you done teasing me? Then tell me your news. Wait, you're done? Like, done? That's awesome news! What'd they say? Of course they love it. You're the genius behind it. I knew they'd buy your proposal. You're great at your job. Your bosses would be dumb if they passed on you. What else they say? You got the promotion? Honey, that's amazing. I'm so proud of you. Well, believe it, you're totally kicking ass over there. And you were worried. Oh, you weren't? Liar. It's okay, though. I had enough faith for the both of us. Yeah, I'm just getting in from work. Traffic was hell, as usual. Ah, what a fucking day. Oh, just the same old usual shit. Putting out 5 different fires. 2 at the same time. I know, I'm everyone's guy. Oh, come on, this is me you're talking to. Don't I always deliver? Anyways, enough about me. This is a moment for you. You just got great news. We have to celebrate, so let me know a good time. Oh, this weekend? I have plans. I'm sorry. No, it's... just a thing. No big deal. You know, actually, I'll cancel. It's been too long since we were in the same city. And I don't want your celebration to have to wait. No, it's really not a big deal. I don't mind. Are you sure? You're not just saying that? Okay. Yeah, we'll get together to celebrate later then. Oh shit, I almost forgot. We've got movie night in a couple of days. What are we watching? I was thinking one of the new action movies that was just released. Or that new slasher movie. Just what we need to relax. I mean, it's either that one or the action movies. There's not really a ton right now, so take your pick. It's a date. What are you going to do for the rest of the night? Oh, I'm going to get off this couch eventually and get some dinner. But we'll talk soon, yeah? Okay. Good night. Hey, honey. How are you? Awesome. Yeah, I'm good. Your boy played hooky and got away from the office for a day. I told them, put out your own fires for once. Okay, I didn't exactly say that, but I could have. Alright, truth is, I had some leave that was gonna expire, so I took it. And it's been a while since I didn't have to sit in traffic. Oh, it's been great. Got to get out in nature a bit, breathe some fresh air. God, it's irritating how much being outside helps you. Day's been okay for you? Well, I'm glad one of us was productive at work today, and it should be you, Miss Superstar in charge of her own team. Have I told you how proud I am of you? Well, okay. Here's the 102nd time. I'm so proud of you. Excuse you, there are some other things I've been thinking about, actually. Like, I want to look for a new job. Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, I don't know, but I'll figure it out soon. And I was thinking about... Yes, that is the ferry. Yes, the ferry to the harbor. Yeah, I'm in town. I was gonna surprise you, but the damn boat gave me up. Well, I'm here because I owe you a celebration, my dear. Tonight. I know we had a FaceTime movie date planned, but I really wanted to take you out. So let's take a rain check on the movie and meet up, I don't know, wherever. I haven't seen your face in a while. I meant in person. I'm not counting when you video chat me. As lovely as your face is over my screen, I'm more interested in seeing you up close. Awesome. Let's meet up in a couple of hours at, say... Oh, how about that place we took your roommate to? Heard they did some renovations too, so the food's probably better. Great, yeah. I can't wait either. I'll see you soon. Hey, there she is. How are you? Haven't changed. You still give the best hugs. Well, let me get your chair for you. Yeah, you're welcome. It's just really good to see you. I'm really mad it's been so long. Wait, not mad like upset, just... Oh, good. I certainly don't mean mad, just... You know what, I'm gonna shut up now. Hi, yes, we're ready for drinks. I'll have a glass of the house red and... Yeah, make that two glasses, please. You want to do a bottle? No, we'll take it easy. And we'll need some time to look over the menu. Thank you. Yeah, this place certainly has changed over the years. It looks great, though. Remember how dark and sketchy it was? Yep, the payphone was in the back, next to the pinball machine. It doesn't look like they kept it. That sucks. That was one of my favorite things about this place. Meh food, a good pinball machine, and the drinks. That's right, I forgot about them. They really packed a punch. I was just hit with a memory. You remember that time we came here with your roommate and her friends? And she got incredibly shit-faced, and we had to wheel her into the dorm on that cart. The security guard's all like, "What happened?" And you said, "Well, she didn't know those teas were from Long Island." To this day, I don't drink those. They're lethal. Ah, perfect timing. Thank you. Speaking of something I do enjoy. Oh, yes, food. Why don't you order first? Yep. I was right. The food is better. That or our tastes have dramatically accepted mediocre things. How was your lamb? Yeah, I also thought it was good. Thank you for letting me taste it. Hi. Yes, we're all done. These can be cleared away. Thank you. So tell me more about this promotion. Did you meet your team yet? Cool. Everyone was friendly? That's always good. It sucks working close to shitty people. Oh no, we don't have to talk about work. We can talk about whatever you want. You okay? You got a look in your eyes. You're biting your lip. What about me? I'm not doing anything. I'm not sure. Oh shit, I'm totally shaking the table. Fuck. I didn't think my foot was moving that much. Is this weird? I don't want this to be weird. Well, we haven't met up since... that night we broke up. I honestly didn't think you'd ever want to be in the same room as me again. I know. It's almost like it's easier to talk when there's a screen between us. Oh, yes, of course I miss you. We talked about any and everything. You were my best friend. I miss that. I mean, I miss more than our friendship. Wait, I don't mean... I'm sorry. I'm just all over the place. Yeah. We both said some things that night that we didn't mean. We were young, thought we knew it all. You don't have to apologize. I didn't blame you. I was angry. I don't know. More so at myself. Shit, I'm sorry. No, you go first. Really. You lied? About what? The reason you left? Wow. You were scared? And it was too much? What was? Which part? Loving me. It was intense. And being pulled in different directions. Ugh. I remember you had a lot of pressure on you. Your family certainly didn't help, and I remember graduation prep was really stressful. And your thesis deadline was coming up. Yeah. Yeah, I can see how it was easier to just be numb. You know, pretend that you're okay. No, it's... I felt somewhat the same. It's just funny how things turn out. Back then, I felt I wasn't good enough. You know, it wasn't anything you said or did. You are great to me. I just felt that I don't know. Things were just... I need to go to the bathroom. Excuse me. I'll be right back. Fuck. Get your shit together. She's right there. She's sitting right there. Why couldn't you see it? Think about her night and day, and she clearly, well, maybe on the same page as you. This should be easy. I love her. I've been in love with her since the day we met. I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied just being her friend. Honesty. She respects honesty. Just a sec. I'll be right out. You got this. Just be honest. Hey, what? Wait. Well, hang on. What's happening? Yes, clearly kissing, but I just wasn't expecting that. Don't get me wrong, I'm totally not complaining here, but I'm just surprised is all. You waited years to do that? I can tell. I'm tired of pretending that I'm okay just being your friend. There was this pressure, not from you, but just all around, to be this man that I was told to be, have this type of job and that type of mentality. It was like bits of me kept getting closed off. And before I knew it, I had completely shut you out. You had your thesis, and I just wasn't giving you any type of support. You warned me, begged me to get my shit together. And I didn't. Worse, I let you leave that night, thinking the problem was you. It was never you. I was the asshole. Later, when you said you wanted to be friends again, I couldn't stop smiling. It felt like, for the first time in years, I felt the sunshine on me. I love our friendship. And I love you. I've loved you since that first day you smiled at me. Still do. Honey, wait. No, trust me. You didn't do anything wrong. I just didn't mean to confess all of this this way in the bathroom. Oh, please don't apologize. And believe me, I want you so badly. But I'm not taking you in here. You wouldn't believe the germs in a place like this. But I want you. I want us.